Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing the word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's go to St. John chapter 4. And let's look at verses number 6. St. John 4 verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living waters. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And let's go to St. John chapter 1. Look at verses number 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We want to use for a teaching from St. John 4 and Romans 6 and 23. Have you received God's gift he's given to you? Have you received God's gift that he has given to you? This message is not more or less a seasonal message. It's a message that needs to be preached around the world any time of the year. Because I really believe this time of the year, there are many people celebrating, which is nothing wrong with it. They're celebrating the birth of Jesus. But what I really believe that we don't really stress is the reason why he was born. You see, to make it plain, Jesus was born to die. We all know St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So notice what he's saying. God gave us his best. God gave us a gift. And this gift is not wrapped up in a box. God's gift came wrapped up in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. So, and then St. John 3:17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Note something. Have you received God's gift he has given to you? We know about swapping presents. We know about giving a person something that we want them to have. Nothing is wrong with it. But we have occasions in which we sometimes give people presents, whether it's their birthday or their anniversary, somebody graduating, somebody did well on something. We buy them a little token, a present, a gift. And often hear people say it's not always the amount, but it's the thought. But you sometimes wonder what folk been thinking of when they give you certain things. I'm going to leave that alone. But my point is, have you received God's gift he has given to you? We notice in Romans 6 and 23, how Paul concluded this letter to the saints at Rome. And Paul made a very powerful statement here, because I really believe that many people don't really understand something. The fact that God sent his son into this world, he's a gift for mankind. But what I realize is that there are so many people on the planet today do not even know that there's a gift waiting for them. And this gift is a person. This gift God has given to us is not an object you can buy in Macy's. God's gift he has given to us cannot be bought at Kmart, cannot be bought at Walmart. It cannot be bought at no store, period. God's gift he has given to us was born in a manger. But notice, he was born there, starting point. He didn't stay there. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. He wasn't wrapped in colorful paper with a bow tie on it. He was laying in hay where there were animals at. And when you look at how God allowed his gift to come into this world for the purpose of redeeming you and I as humans back to himself, there are people that do not even know that there is a gift God has given to them, and his name is Jesus. So Paul is saying, for the payment for sin is death. Debt brings judgment. See, there's a payment for us doing wrong. And God knew when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, God promised us a means of escape. In Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between her seed and his seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. God was promising us a means of coming back to himself. God said, you know what? Although man failed me, I'm going to give man a gift to show man how much I love him. Yet he failed me, yet he let me down. I'm going to give him a gift in the person of my son. Now, the question comes, have you received God's gift he has given to you? So Paul is saying, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God's gift, as I said earlier, is not wrapped up in colorful paper. It don't have a bow tie on it. God's gift is not an object, but a person. His name is Jesus. When angel told Mary, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Mary, who was a virgin, gave birth to God's answer for man's problem. He was the gift of God who came into this world we are living in. But there are so many people walking around today. They're purchasing gifts to give to so-and-so. They want to buy Brother Banana, Sister Tomato, Brother Cantaloupe a gift. They may stand in line and spend money. That's fine and well. But when everything is over and done, the bottom line, you may buy people gifts, but the question is, have you as an individual received God's gift he has given for you? And see, Paul is saying the gift of God is eternal life. So the gift God has given to us is his son. His name is Jesus, and he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He wants us to have life on the earth and eternal life when we leave the earth. But as I showed you in Joel 1 verse 12, but as many as received him. So the question comes, have you received God's gift he has given to you? Or somebody may say, well, brother, I never even knew that God had a gift for me. When I first heard this scripture many years ago, this verse right here, Romans 6 and 23, is what really brought me to Jesus. What do you mean, brother? Let me explain. When a person ministered to my heart and told me that God has a gift for me, I begin to think, wait a minute, God has a gift for me in spite of the way I'm living, in spite of the things I may be doing, in spite of the way I may be acting, God still has a gift he's offering me. That brought conviction to my heart. That's what really caused my life to change. When I thought that God gave me a gift in the person of his son, His son hung on a cross for me. That really melted my heart to think that in spite of how low down I was, God gave me a gift. Now think about something from the natural. We normally give gifts to people we like. We normally give gifts to people that we know. They have done something for us some kind of way. So we take the time to go to the store, whether it's ordered online, and you purchase a gift for a person because of the things you remember they've done for you. But now let's flip the script. What about a God that none of us did anything right toward him, and yet he still would give us a gift in the person of his son? What love? Greater love had no man than this. That's why the scripture says, for God so loved the world. God demonstrated to us as humans, I love you in spite of how you are, in spite of what you're doing. So the gift God is offering to us as humans has nothing to do with our merit or our worth. It has everything to do with our receiving. Let me say that again. God did not give us the gift of his son because we did so good, we were so right. Notice Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, not those that knew him. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So God's gift was not based on how good we were. His gift was based on how messed up we was, but to show us how good he is, and he always will be good. Give him praise right there. God will never stop being good to us. Yet at times we don't do what's right. We don't do what we know to do what's right. But it didn't stop him from giving us this gift, which is his son. And his son came into this world. You're listening to this message and you're wondering, man, what are you talking about? I'm simply trying to bring something across that the Holy Spirit wants you to understand. Have you received God's gift he's given to you? Or people may have never given you nothing in life, but I want you to know that God has given mankind the greatest gift that could ever be given. And that was in the person of his son. And his son came into this world to do something for us we cannot do for ourselves. Stay tuned for part 2 of Have You Received God's Gift He has Given to You.